Dun 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 dun. You did a sip sound. You think people want to hear that in their headphones?
I think they like to hear all kinds of sounds. They hear your farts all day long. It's good. Have you ever had the green tea I just made you?
I'm shucking oysters.
That's what dogs do.
Welcome to your mom's house.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
So, are you ready to start the show?
Let's party.
Let's fucking do this, man. God damn it.
Push Let's the motherfucking button.
I was going to knock her in the head one day out here beside the garage because she called me young retarded. I was going to knock her in the head with a claw hammer.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Well, welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. Tom Segura.
Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
What was that? That was amazing.
You know what that was?
Was that Stevie?
It was.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's he up to? What was he talking about there?
I mean, he was saying just normal shit. Shit that people say.
Well, people call me Snake.
Because
I ain't afraid of him. That's his big quote. People call him Snake because he ain't afraid of him. Nobody calls him Snake.
There's a couple things, but, you know.
He got a stiff dick.
Like, that didn't work, yeah.
That was a little low.
He got a stiff dick.
Oh.
And went after her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I was going to knock her in the head one day out here beside the garage because she called me young retarded. I was going to knock her in the head with a claw hammer.
Wait, call me a retard. That's how he said it, a retard.
He said,
French retard.
He said a retarded.
Oh, I thought he said a retard.
He might say that also, but in that quote, I think he was just saying, she called me retarded.
Movie of all.
I was going to knock her in the head one day out here beside the garage because she called me young retarded. I was going to knock her in the head with a claw hammer.
I heard a retard.
No, it's retarded.
It's French retarded.
Call me retarded. That's what he's saying. If you don't know Stevie, this is one of our most loved, beloved people and films. And if you've never seen...
It's a documentary.
It's a documentary. It's real as shit, and you learn things throughout.
Catfish and bass love frogs. I'm smart. I know what to use, honey.
I can't believe you pulled these clips. You didn't even tell me you did this.
To play. I like to have
I can't
fun.
Believe. I'm so excited. We have Stevie now to the podcast. We've been discussing this for a long time, and it's finally here.
We
can't
have
fucking
been
believe it.
Stevie. Fans for a long time.
Tommy, when we were watching Stevie together when we were just dating. 87 years ago, when you and I started seeing each other, Stevie came into our lives.
Just to give people some background on Stevie, the documentary, it's so worth it.
Yeah.
Here's Netflix a great idea. It. At this point, what you should do, it's so cheap to do this. Believe me when I tell you, if you're a fan of ours and you guys know who you are, I'm telling you, you're going to want to own it. And you can.
We own it, don't we?
We own it, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And you can own it for cheap. But go to our site, click on the Amazon link, and just buy it. And
because so
you could probably buy it for like a dollar, you know, at this point. It's been out for like 10 years.
Right. Well, tell them the premise.
The premise is that the filmmaker is the guy who made Hoop Dreams, which is a lot of people know that documentary that followed this Chicago high school.
Poop Dreams.
Poop Dreams.
Is your
the
version.
Chicago high school phenom who could just poop whenever he wanted and poop everywhere. And people noticed. They were like, this kid can poop, and one day he could be a pro pooper. So they follow him just taking shits for years.
What an interesting... is this about you?
No. Inner city Chicago. But then after that movie, the same filmmaker brought up the fact that, you know, years earlier, he had sort of been a big brother, like a foster big brother to this kid, Stevie, and he wanted to go revisit him and see what Stevie... what had become of Stevie. And so he had, you know, the kid had been in the foster care like system in Illinois, and then the filmmaker, like I said, had him for a while, but then didn't. He knew that he came from a pretty shitty family background, and so he revisited him. And while the movie was being filmed, and they're catching up on him, and he is a spectacular mess. He gets charged with
molesting
his niece, I think.
Oh, yeah, he's related.
That's why I get my name Snake from. I ain't afraid of him. Never have been, except whenever I was a kid.
I go, okay.
That's where I get my nickname.
No, Snake. And nobody calls him Snake ever in the movie, ever.
That's
never.
Really one of the, like... Yeah. It's a real great indicator of somebody who's kind of lost it too, is when you you create these things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I ain't afraid of them.
They call me Hammer because I hit harder than a motherfucking sledgehammer.
I'll fuck shit up with my hammer.
Who calls you Hammer? Everybody calls me Hammer.
But that's why you can't create your own nickname. It has to be given to you.
He wants to be called Snake.
He
heard somebody call someone else Snake one time. And he was like, fuck yeah, I'm Snake.
Wait a minute. Wasn't that Sylvester Stallone's name in a movie?
Cobra?
Or Cobra.
Well, that's the same
Close
shit.
Close enough. Yeah.
That's where I get my name Snake from. I ain't afraid of them. Never have been.
That's not true. That's not true. Mm.
Wait, this is in Illinois. This is the startling part. Is that I thought this was like deep south.
Now, one of the craziest things about the film is that he has a girlfriend. This is what she sounds like.
But when he's on that marijuana and whiskey, he gets crazy.
No, you might have noticed the intonation in her voice.
But when he's on that marijuana and whiskey, he gets crazy.
Now, before you think we're just making fun of somebody who just maybe speaks a little differently, maybe to your ear, maybe it sounds like, is she hearing impaired? No. Stevie's girlfriend is mentally retarded. He's dating.
I can't believe you're surprising me with this.
He's on that marijuana and whiskey. He gets crazy.
I'm gonna fucking throw up. I can't believe we're doing this. I'm so excited. You just made my entire week with these clips. I can't believe you didn't tell me you're doing this. Wait, the best part is like, he's a cute. Well, first of all, who's going to date a guy that's up on child molestation charges?
You know what's funny is that in the movie he's probably like 30, and he has old man child molester glasses.
He looks like
an old...
Like those Bill Gates... Wait, is it Bill Gates that had those
Well, Gates,
corny...
when he was younger, had the big, fat ones, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, those real rapey, murder glasses.
He is a piece of work. Mm. I mean, you see him, this sounds bad, but when you first see Stevie, you're like, who's this fucking piece of shit? Like, this guy is a fucking white trash piece of garbage.
A lot of teeth missing, too.
Teeth, not the too hair, many teeth. The glasses, and you can tell that, like, his intellect level, let's be honest, it's not...
No. But you want to know the irony of the girlfriend is that she's one of the smartest people in the film.
In his life,
In his world, yeah.
And actually, you know, he's not bright.
No.
She's probably, on paper, supposed to be not as bright as he is, which is really saying something. She's smarter than him.
She's way years of maturity and intellect. Actually, she... She's pretty bright.
She has insight.
Yeah. But she doesn't know that he's bad for her, which is really the awful bit. Marijuana cigarette.
Mm-hmm. He drinks and he does marijuana.
Wait, remember when they were at the nightclub? So they go to the city one night. Don't they go to Chicago?
Yes.
And they're dancing, and Stevie gets a little drunk and a little out of control with her.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, no dirty dancing, Stevie. No dirty dancing. She doesn't like the dirty dancing. And he like forces himself.
And then he got upset, and he was like,
I was going to knock her in the head one day out here beside the garage because she called me retarded. I was going to knock her in the head with a claw hammer.
With a claw hammer?
Oh, what's that? I don't even know what that is.
Really?
I don't know what a fucking... Oh, come on. Do I look like I know what a claw hammer is?
Well, you don't just knock somebody in the head with a claw hammer. Like,
right.
What he could rephrase that, like, I was going to kill her one day.
Okay.
I was going to knock her in the head one day out here beside the garage because she called me retarded. I was going to knock her in the head with a claw hammer.
People don't just do that. They don't just knock people in the head with a claw hammer.
No.
Because
they call me a retard. I still hear retard.
Really?
I still hear it. I don't hear the extra syllable there.
There's a lot of awesome stuff in this film. I think maybe the reason he speaks that way is because, like, I know, you know, he was raised by his mother, mostly, who abused him.
Yeah, physically. She's a real piece of shit.
And I don't know, maybe this will give us insight about what his dad was like.
He's the only dad I've ever known.
He's the only dad I've ever known.
Oh.
You know?
Okay.
I've only known one dad.
Yeah. You can't know more than one. That's really good.
He has a lot of cool stuff.
When you walk up to a rattlesnake, do you stand there or do you run like hell and take a chance of getting bit or not? That's like, do I take a chance letting people in or take a chance of getting stabbed in the back again?
That's a good life philosophy, though.
I mean, in a way, what Stevie's saying is that he's like a snake. You know what I mean? He's like a snake. And then you go, oh.
Except whenever I was a kid. That's where I get my name Snake from. I ain't afraid of him.
There you go. You see what I mean?
He is the snake.
He is the snake. I see. Yeah.
Well, because he does things like, if you leave him with your little kid, then he touches him. That's the snake in him.
And then you do that, and then, you know.
People gets mad. They get over it. You know, they realize stuff later on down the road.
Yeah. You see?
And, you know. People changes.
People changes.
People changes.
Yeah.
I love this guy's language. It's so great. I hope he teaches.
You don't want to fuck with him, though.
You know, he really is.
Well, I mean, like, don't you think that's a loose cannon kind of guy?
Yeah, he has no sense of logic or reason or boundaries. No. Clearly. Now, do you happen to have the audio of when he's about to possibly go to prison?
And he's talking to his
friends that have been inside.
Yeah, I think one of those guys is related to him or something. No, I don't have that. I know.
That one's really intense.
I'll have to get that pulled.
So Stevie's about to go to trial.
Do you want
to
just, why don't you play the role of the guy?
Well, I can't remember verbatim what it is, but it's like...
It's best to pull it. Yeah, I think it might be... He's like, I'll handle it. I'll talk to the guys on the inside for you.
The white guys.
Some of them. And then I'll also talk to the other guys.
Right, because he's telling Stevie, like, hey, when you get put in the pen for child molestation...
You're fucked.
You're marked, yeah.
But, you know, if you're Stevie, you're kind of like...
If you think you're big enough, do it, because when you put me down, you better kill me, because if you don't, I'm going to kill you.
That's when snake feels like biting.
He's a rattler, you know? And he's not that big. He's not a big dude.
Not a big guy. No.
Oh, it's definitely so sad. And there's this part where his mom is like, "Stevie was such a wonderful child. Well, you know, he used to wear his Cheshire Cat costume, and he was always out there with a hose. Like he's just playing with a hose." You're like, "Oh boy."
Yeah.
That just, you know what it really proves is
she was a real animal.
That's the thing, is that animals are made. You know, guys like Stevie are really made.
He could have been nurtured and
could
loved.
Have been, yeah.
But this, I think this is his mother.
I didn't beat him. Yeah, I whipped him. I didn't beat him.
Right.
Yeah, I whipped him.
That's not an edit.
There's a distinction.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's not an edit? You didn't do that?
No.
There's a difference between getting beaten and getting whipped.
Yeah, I mean, they're real fucking pieces of shit, you know?
I don't pick up high heels, cold shovels, and beat my children.
And then you're like, well,
I didn't beat him. Yeah, I whipped him.
You might have whipped him pretty fucking good, is my guess.
Yeah.
But goddamn.
Yeah, a really funny movie, though.
God, it's good.
She ripped my ring out of my ear, and I had to go to the hospital and have stitches over that. And when I asked her that one time, I said, "You ever been hit by a guy?" She said, "No." I said, "Well, now you have. I'm not like these other men that you can run over and just push around." I said, "I'm myself, but I've got a temper. I can control it."
You know, it reminds me of the wonderful
hit by a guy?
Whites
now
of
have.
West Virginia.
Oh, yeah, it's another great documentary.
Similar in its sadness. But it's funniness and its sadness, where you're like, wow, this shit really happens.
That's really fucked up, too.
Yeah.
That thing's almost impossible to believe to a point. You know?
The Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia.
Yeah, yeah. That one... holy shit.
Wow, Stevie.
My favorite scene in that, like one of my favorite parts in that movie is that lady's like, just bought these pills for like $6. Yeah. I'm going to drive down here, sell them for $8. Just a little boot scoop and boogie right there. You're like, that's a $2 profit. You just, like, you're excited about that? Like, you made $2?
Yeah.
She's like, that's how you fucking get paid around here, well, motherfucker.
$2 buys you a pack of GPCs. And, like, that's all she's looking for in life is just a pack of shitty cigarettes.
The inside of their bodies, like when you when you see them and listen to them speak.
I know.
All like, I'm a dog. You're like, what the fuck has you put into your system?
Well, and a lot of them age so poorly, too. Like, there was one
like the ones
like,
that are, like, 14 and 15, you mean? They are
they look
such...
37.
Holy
yeah.
shit, man.
Marijuana and whiskey, he gets crazy.
And she doesn't do the marijuana or the whiskey at all.
Mm-mm.
She just has to fucking sit there and watch him. And he's the type of guy that has like Confederate flags hung up.
A lot of them
in his room.
Doesn't really know why.
Yeah,
either.
Not really.
It's one of those guys that saw it's like, that's fucking badass right there. Yeah,
he's the only dad I've ever known.
Well, when it's the only dad you've ever known, it's probably not a very good dad.
He drinks and he does marijuana.
Marijuana.
She's the smartest one in the bunch. She knows that's bad for him to be doing that.
Of course.
God, what a bunch of them. It really makes you count your blessings that you're born to certain families. As shitty as your families are, you're like, well, at least I'm not that guy.
Even when you're born into certain families, it's one of the things is you always realize that, you know.
People changes,
man.
Wow.
They really do.
Wow, people changes.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's HIMS.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/YMH. Hardmints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
So there's that little treat for you. And God, you got
it. You can't get out of that too. Like once you're everything you know is that world.
Yeah.
You're really fucked. You're just fucked. Your whole world. It takes a really special person to transcend that bad of a culture.
It does. And that's what they're usually rare, exceptional people. You see them and you're like, that's your background?
Oh.
You made this of yourself? Oh, it's amazing.
For sure.
Because I don't know. You know, realize that like I'm a product of my environment. So are you.
Yeah. Oh,
and
totally.
And that's why like, you know, when I meet people, I'm like, yeah, but I've also had exceptionally good, chances and opportunity along
for
the
sure,
way.
Man, yeah.
Like from everything from the household to like being able to go to schools and, you know, just good things like that. You're like, who knows if I would have had like shitty parents or put in a shitty circumstance, I might have been a real fucking mess, you know? Might have been like Stevie, and I might have been excited about shit like, you know.
What the hell's that?
It's a leopard. It's my clock. Every hour on the hour, one of them animals will make a different sound. Yeah, I laughed. The damn thing cost me $37.
Wow. That's a small fortune for that piece of shit clock. Every hour it does that? How
do you
sleep?
One of the animals makes a different noise. You know that Stevie is dumb enough that, like, at 3 in the morning, when you hear, like, he's just like, well, that shit was $37. I'm not taking
I got to keep that thing
I'm
up
not
there.
Taking that shit down.
I know.
I spent real money.
It's a cougar, right?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
It's a leopard.
It's a leopard.
Yeah, I like the documentary maker who asks that question. He's like, what is that? And then he, like, laughs, like, that is amazing.
Thanks, that's silly.
Catfish and bass loves frogs. I'm smart. I know what to use.
Yeah, they love
catfish
frogs.
Catfish and bass loves frogs. I'm smart. I knows what to use.
I think catfish like hands, too. I've seen those hillbillies just put their hands in.
Okie noodling?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They just put their hands in, and catfish will eat anything.
God damn. I love this movie, man.
So good.
Love this movie.
It's a movie that brought us together.
This was early on.
Yeah. This is how I knew that you and I... Oh, you're going to fucking fart into the... God damn. I hope... Oh, good. Now your microphone smells, huh, dum-dum? What's it smell like?
It doesn't smell good.
Stupid. Stewing it. Ooh. I can see the smell.
We're going to be talking about Stevie a lot for a long time, but I'm glad we were able to introduce him to you a little bit.
It's really excited.
It's an exception. We're leaving out like the real drama.
But when he's on that marijuana and whiskey, he gets crazy.
You know, I wonder what percentage of the population is Stevie. Like, how many guys out there are we looking at?
That's a really good question. I think it's probably quite a few, actually, you know? But, you know, we laugh a lot at Stevie. He's a real piece of shit, though, you know. I mean,
how can a 26-year-old man have a hard-on for an 8-year-old? How can a 26-year-old man have a hard-on for an 8-year-old? He had a hard-on.
Wow, she sounds like she knows what that is.
I think she does know. Yeah, they're talking about Stevie. So I guess he wasn't 30. He was 26.
Okay.
Yeah.
He looked 48 when he...
Yeah.
26.
Does he get convicted during the movie? I don't remember.
I can't remember what happens.
Something tells me he was guilty.
Something, yeah.
I don't know. I believe in the judicial system. Guilty. I'd look at him and go, yeah, you're guilty.
Usually people that don't fuck kids don't get accused of fucking kids.
Not a lot. Yeah. Not a lot, man. Doesn't usually happen.
No.
It's good to see Sandusky got put away.
Oh, did he now? I don't even pay attention.
Really?
I was on vacation.
It was before that.
I still don't read. Not much of a reader.
Okay. Yeah, he's...
Well, good. Finally.
He's done. He's going to die in prison.
Great. And he's going to get raped, too. That's the first order
of
business.
He actually will probably get killed by inmates, unless he's in protective custody.
I hope so.
Because if you're seeing him get the shit kicked out of him, you're a guard, you're not going to fucking step in.
No one's going to protect that piece of shit.
No.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I do like that. There's not many things I enjoy.
It's a scandal of epic proportions, though.
I was saying that there's not many things I enjoy about prison.
Yeah.
But one of the things I do like is their priorities, that when an inmate comes in and he's a child molester, he gets murdered.
Oh, I agree.
And that's the one part of, I don't know, I find that very admirable in inmates.
Yeah, it's great.
How can they have that code? Is that just thief
code? It's a code within the criminal world. What it is it's saying that, like, we might be, you know, bad guys, but we still value something, which is like, because a lot of those bad guys have kids. So it's like...
Oh, that's what it is.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They have kids, they have mothers, they have wives, they have daughters. Yeah. So you go, if you're going to violate kids, that's even a place... Because they picture you fucking with their kid.
Oh. Well, and plus, like, you can steal and like, kill people, but at least you're not fucking kids. I guess that's, like, the lowest of the low.
And I got to say, I think most people, like, you know, we go, this guy is a fucking, you know, bank robber or... He assaulted somebody. And you're like, that's, you know, that's not a good person. That's terrible.
Right.
But then he goes, so what would you rather? Who do you value more, the guy that's been stealing stuff, or the guy that fucks kids? You go, the guy that fucks kids. Oh. Forget it. Like, just fucking put him on an island, set him on fire.
There's nothing you can do for
that's
that.
It.
There's
it's done.
No solution for. You got to castrate them. You got to rip off their dick and balls.
Yeah.
That's all you can do with those scum fucks.
Yeah, I know. Kill them. You know,
really?
Yeah.
Seriously, how do you control that?
And that's the thing is impulse. That nobody really cares. Like, if you really did propose that, you're like, we're going to kill all these child molesters. People would be like, all right, that's
nobody,
fine.
Nobody gives a shit.
No, but what I was saying was that the scandal is so massive. Mm. I don't know, because you don't really follow it.
I don't give a shit. But they're covering it up. I'm just kidding. I do give a shit. I know that there's levels of, like, it was being reported over and over, right? And they were like, no, it's okay. We'll look the other way.
The cover-up is almost as bad as the actual molestations.
It's so crazy.
They were protecting him, and they allowed him to keep molesting boys for 10 more years. after there's proof that they knew. So in other words, there's proof that they knew over 10 years ago, and they allowed him because they didn't want bad publicity for Penn State. They didn't want their university to be tainted, or the program to be tainted. So they protected him.
And aren't they debating whether or not to keep his statue?
Not his statue. The head coach's statue.
What's his name?
Joe Paterno.
Paterno.
He died in January.
That's right, yeah. Too bad.
And he coached there for 60 years. And everybody thought, oh, he must have not known. And then the former head of the FBI did like a 7-month investigation, and what he revealed, what he found, was that that head coach, who they thought, oh, he was just deceived by the molester, he knew, explicitly knew. And he also put in real effort. He was actually the architect, the main person that convinced the president of the school to protect the molester.
That's bananas.
When they were going to report him, he said, let's not.
Does he have kids, that guy?
The
protector of the molester?
The protector, Paterno, does have kids. He died. Wow. Sandusky, the molester, never had their own children. They adopted a bunch of kids, and a couple of them have said that he molested them,
too. Of course. Yeah, that's why he's adopting them. God damn it.
He also had a charitable foundation for four kids, like for... young kids that he would groom his victims.
There's nothing more disgusting than a child molester.
No, yeah, it's the worst thing, man.
Nothing more. I honestly can't think of anything fucking grosser and more awful.
It's the worst thing.
God damn.
Absolutely,
man.
Absolutely the worst thing in the world.
Well,
and you know,
great
guy like him Who knows? Maybe the thing was, is, you know,
he's the only dad I've ever known.
Didn't really have like a dad or something.
Is that what makes you into kids?
He's the only dad I've ever known.
Yeah. Maybe.
Do you think you're just born with that thing, or do you think that's you're made into a molester? Or are you just born into
it's a good
being
question.
Into kids? Or
there's definitely an undeniable statistic that if you are molester, a lot of times molesters were molested.
That's, right, they inflict the same torture on.
But I don't know if you
people.
Could say it's 100%. You know.
No. It's so troubling.
Yeah. Well, we've gone off
then
on
again,
really...
people who get molested go on to be really successful people, like Oprah Winfrey. She was molested.
So you're saying...
I'm just saying that, it, you know, sometimes makes you really strive to be a good person.
I wonder if I could get molested as an adult.
Oh, I get molested as an adult.
Whatever.
Constantly.
What if somebody molested me against my own will now?
I think that would be very difficult for you. Who could possibly touch you that you wouldn't want to touch?
Some lady who's like...
What about an old man like our neighbor, like the dying
Jesus.
Guy?
Oh, Jesus. Like he just puts his hand between my pants
yeah,
one day? And
yeah,
like...
No, okay, you go over there and you're like, hey, John, I brought you some, you know, biscuits. Christina made these fresh... And he's like, come on in and put them down. And you go over there and you notice that his cock and balls are out.
Oh, bad.
And you're like... Johnny, why are your cock and balls out? Bang. And he's like, could you help me zip my pants up? And then you can't zip it up unless you touch his junk and put the junk back
he
in.
He had a hard on.
Right. That's how it, like, yeah.
Would you do it? Would you put his cock and balls back in his pants and help him and zip
maybe,
him up?
Maybe, probably, yeah. I mean, he's
you
so
would?
Probably. If he's like, I can't get my cock and balls in my pants. But I, because you could probably try to do that without really getting, what would be weirder is like if I sat down and he's like, sit here. And then I'm like, oh, how's everything going, Johnny? He's like, I'm just getting older. And then as we're like sitting there, he just reaches over and he just grabs my dick.
Right.
You know, he's like 92 right. years old. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, ah.
And he goes, yeah, you want that parking spot, right? And then you're like, yeah, I want that parking spot. Well, you gotta let me suck it a little bit. And then you're like, all right, I guess. I really want that parking spot. My wife and I have a really hard time finding parking after 10 p.m. in the neighborhood.
And he's like, yeah, I'm gonna suck your cock. I'm like, all right.
He drinks and he does marijuana.
You would do it.
Yeah, yeah, for a parking spot. Yeah,
you know what I had to do one time? My friend Shauna and I... We
get a double team a guy to get a parking spot?
No, not yet. But okay, when Shawnee and I we were in high school, yeah. We had to do these Christian service hours, mm-hmm. you know, and we worked at an old folks' home.
Sure.
And there was this woman Mabel's 100th birthday,
mm-hmm.
and Shawnee and I had the task of changing Mabel into her 100th birthday dress.
Uh huh.
We were like sophomores in high school.
She's still around?
yeah, she's just 180 now. And no, so they're like, can you change Mabel? And we're like, yeah. So Mabel, we take off her whatever she's wearing, and her titty, both her titties are out of her bra, like hangers.
Hang out of the bra?
Out of the bra and like down past the belly button. And her labia, one of the labia lips was hanging out. And I don't know if you've ever seen an old person's genitals,
yeah,
but they get real soggy
yeah.
and hairless. Hairless.
Yeah, okay.
And so I was like to Shauna, and she was so out of it. Yeah. And she didn't fucking know her tits and her labia were hanging out. And Shawnee and I were like, dude, you put her tit back in. I'm like, no, you put her tit back in. And it was one of those things where it's like an ethical, like, do we scoop and lift this poor woman's titties, or do we put the dress on over the hangout titties? And
what'd you do?
We put the dress on over her hangout titties.
Oh, really? You let them hang out?
We let them hang out because I feel bad to this day, but I didn't know. I didn't want to scoop and lift an old lady's tits. You know what I mean?
I think you failed that ethical test.
I know. It was Christian service hours, too. How ironic. Would you do that for an old lady?
Yeah, of course.
As a sophomore in high school, you had the wherewithal. I would do it now because I don't give a shit, but as, like 15-year-olds? Come on.
Yeah. I think, you know, if you did, if I were that lady's grandson, and I knew that about you.
I'm a piece of shit.
She ripped my ring out of my ear, and had to go to the hospital and have stitches over that. And
yeah.
When I asked her that one time, I said, have you ever been hit by a guy? She said, no. I said, well, now you have. I'm not like these other men that you can run over and just push around. I said, I'm myself, but I've got a temper. I can control it.
That's how
he's a real guy.
I would have hit you.
I'm a manly man.
Yeah.
Is there anything I could do that you would hit me?
Yeah.
What would you hit me over?
Like you're talking and I feel like I don't want to listen to you or something.
Oh, like when the football game's on?
Or just,
and
no.
I'm like, I love
on.
You.
And then like if the light switch was on.
Okay.
And you're like just fucking babbling.
Great, Tom. Should we tell the people how our vacation was?
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, it's fun. We're back. What was that song?
We had a great time. We were down in the MIA. Yo.
Yo. A lot of Puerto Rican guys. I was very excited. Ugh. We sat on the beach all week. We have a lot of Sky Miles saved up and a lot of points from hotel stays.
Oh, you know, I wanted to tell this to our listeners. People, I meet people all the time and some, I'm surprised.
So popular.
Well, I am. And I'm surprised many people don't do this. It doesn't matter what your level of travel is, you have to capitalize on the points system that is available.
That's how we got to go to MIA.
You have to do it, man.
For free.
Some people are like, I meet people who say they fly twice a year. Guess what? You do that for a few years in a row, you got enough for a free ticket.
Absolutely, man.
Free. F-R-E-E. Free. So if you fly any amount and you are not, you don't sign up for a frequent flyer program, you're completely missing out. You have to do it.
Yeah.
Some of the programs, some of the airlines, their miles expire, which is shitty. And it's like United, their miles expire. So if you're not flying on them, you can just run out of miles.
Yeah.
But like Delta, for instance, Delta's miles never expire. So even if you don't fly for like 10 years, you still have your miles. Hotels all, have these programs. Marriott, Hilton, Starwood, they all have these programs. And of course, if you have a credit card, let's say you have a MasterCard or a Visa, if you call whichever the number on your card, and there's a, you know, there's a bank that's affiliated with your, with the Visa or MasterCard that gives you your line of credit, you can call them and ask for, if see if they have a program with one of the airlines, so that when you shop, let's say you have a MasterCard, you could be like, oh, do you have the American Airlines affiliation card where I can get points, American Airlines miles, just by making my regular purchases? This will pay off huge for you at some point. Mm-hmm. So if you like to travel and you don't want to or cannot spend the money to do it, this is a great way to do it. We were able to take a nice little trip and, we got our flights for free. Most of the hotel stay was free.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just because we travel all the time, we're basically just redeeming those miles.
Yeah.
It's a huge thing, and it's really worth it to sign up.
Yeah.
So I definitely wanted to tell people that you're definitely missing out if you haven't done that.
Yeah, and they don't really, I know it's weird when you're like, I don't want to give anybody my information. I don't want to be, they don't take anything from you, these airlines, to sign up for these programs. It's it's all free. So do it.
Totally.
So we did a lot of laying on the beach. Tommy and I let our meats hang out.
Yeah.
And we grew this week. I gained, I would say, at least 10 pounds because we were doing like two desserts at a time.
You didn't gain 10 pounds.
I'm fucking the fattest I've ever been. I'm telling you, I was skinny my whole 20s and I turned 30 and it is a battle. It is a fucking battle just to stay a normal weight. I'm fucking so fat, Tommy. I went to put on my size 8 jeans, my mom jeans today. Full belly fat. Like it was so tight. I had to unbutton it as I was driving to get those shots today.
Yeah.
I was mortified. My fucking fat belly is hanging over my pants.
I'm definitely the fattest I've been in a while. Definitely.
What can you do? We just diet now. I'm gonna take it down a notch.
Yeah, we just had fish.
Yeah, we did. I made tilapia tonight. Don't fart, fucking please. Ugh! You had an amazing fart in the ocean.
Oh man, that was cool.
It was really great. We were swimming in the ocean, and there were families around us, little Puerto Rican kids, and hey, mommy, mommy. My husband decides to swim towards me, and he puts his butt in the air like a whale, and then you farted super loud.
Real loud. Yeah.
And everybody around us heard it, looked over.
It
they couldn't
really
smell,
loud.
But yeah. it was in the air. You did it like a whale.
It. I'd never. You know what happened was I was, my butt was underneath the water. Mm-hmm. And I go, if I can just get my asshole out of the water, I'll be able to fart, and maybe somebody will get to hear it.
And so, were you pleased with the results?
Oh, more than pleased. Very pleased with the results. And it was only a few days after I belched on the street and I made that person turn their head and like, what is that? Yeah.
What a wonderful conquest. Now, I don't know if you remember the lobby fart that I gave when we were in the lobby, we're getting in the elevator, and I... Do you remember that one? It was a quiet riot, and it was very smelly because I had been on the road. I'd been done the road before, a week before New York, and then
people were on that elevator too.
And there was a lot of Italians and stuff, and the whole elevator smelled like
You took a shit in the elevator.
Like a shit in the elevator, and I couldn't feel prouder. I couldn't feel happier at that moment when it's yours.
It was yours. It was really gross.
You know that everybody in that elevator is smelling your asshole.
Real quiet in there too. People were talking. You know when you like you're having a, like people are we're having a great time. There's a barbecue and and then like somebody I don't know, somebody walks up and you know has a boner and everybody's like
oh my god. Speaking of boner, do you remember that guy? Yeah. There was a guy sitting on the beach, you guys, and he was sitting in like a chair like that he had brought from his house, and he was sitting with his legs open facing the people, not facing the ocean, which is always
everybody's facing the ocean. Literally,
that's why you go.
100% of the people are laying on a chair or sitting in a chair or laying on a, you know, a beach bed, whatever they're called.
Yeah.
And he's facing the people. Instead of facing the water, and his leg kind of swings open, and Christina's like, dude. And I'm like, what? She goes, look at that guy. And I go, what about him?
Yeah.
She goes, he's got a fucking hard on.
Yeah.
And he's playing with his dick right now. He's looking at us, and he's playing with his dick. And I'm like, no, he's not. And she's like, yeah, he is. And then he got real, like, leg tappy.
Ugh.
And his hand was just on the crotch the whole fucking time.
I know. He had a hard on.
And the only time he moved his hands away from his dick was when the police on the the ATV came by.
Yes.
And he clearly moved his hands away like, oh, I don't want to go through this again.
like he's been to that rodeo before.
When the cops are like, uh-oh, why are you playing with your dick? And he had that little weird beef with like his wife or whatever, you know, like he would sit in a way where she couldn't see his crotch.
They were not facing each other. They were back to back so that she was looking at the water. Mm-hmm. He was looking at the people.
Yeah.
And then he would kind of like, he would put both hands in his crotch. Mm-hmm. And so I could see him tapping his cock. And at one point, his cock peeked out of the side of the shit.
Yeah, you said that. You're like,
and
I was looking like, Tom, right at it. Yeah.
Please look at his dick. And I was begging you, please look at the guy's cock. Look at the guy's cock. And you're like, I can't see it. I'm not at the right angle. I'm like, you're killing me. I'm looking at this guy's fucking cock on South Beach and you wouldn't look.
The angle was a big difference though. It was a big difference.
God damn it. I'm so mad and it's burned into my brain. You know what's really fucked up though is how many guys I've seen jerk off in public.
Yeah.
How many guys' dicks I've seen in public.
Yeah, you've seen a really quite a lot.
Did I ever tell you the story? Have I told the story on the podcast about my friend's 13-year-old brother who jerked off in front of us once?
I feel like you have. I don't know. You've definitely told me the story a few times.
I don't know.
I don't know if you told it on here or not.
Well, let me tell you real quick.
Okay.
Because it's the fucking craziest story. Mm-hmm. So my friend Shauna, mm-hmm. and like a bunch of other girls, we went to visit our friend who will remain nameless. Mm-hmm. And her little brother comes in and he's annoying and he's 12 years old. And we're 16 and we're sitting on our this couch in our girlfriend's room. And he's laying on the bed and this little brother is like, hey guys, you want to see me jerk off? And we're like, yeah, whatever. Oh, yeah, okay, sure. Mm-hmm. Like, who cares? You're 12. Get out of here. And anyway, we're just talking and talking and talking, and all of a sudden he flings jizz.
Really?
Against the wall. And we're like, did you just fucking jizz? And it was so crazy, and we all freaked out and kicked him out. But he was a weird kid. He would cut holes in the back of stuffed animals.
He flicked jizz at the wall?
Mm-hmm. He smeared it on his sister's wall.
So it's safe to say...
Yeah.
He had a hard on!
Yeah.
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 Definitely.
I wish I could have shamed him like that, too.
You wanted to shame the guy. I had to stop you from shaming the guy on the beach.
Because there were kids. And I was like, how do I know this guy's not jerking it to the kids running around? Which made me...
Yeah.
But I kept an eye on that piece of shit. I made sure he wasn't...
Well, another thing that was great about going down there, we got to run into my parents.
Yeah!
It's fun, man. We got to go have them, and we got to talk to them, and
they're
a good time.
That's I love your parents so much. We had dinner with them.
Yeah, we had a good time. We got a little thing for you here.
Do we have a treat for you guys?
Hey, buddy. It's Top Dog. Hey, buddy. It's Top Dog. Hey, buddy. It's Top Dog.
You need to wipe down.
It's Top Dog.
I haven't had any butthole itch for months now.
He was looking good. Your mom and Top Dog looking amazing.
Yeah, that was fun times, man. We got to, this is really exciting. We got to give Top Dog a Top Dog shirt, and I was able to record it.
First time that he's ever seen the shirt.
Yeah, pretty neat. I think I have it right here. Let me see it.
Oh my gosh.
This first, Dad. Put your phone down.
Yeah. Put your phone down.
Hold on. So this, I wasn't gonna wear it, but then I, there's nothing for it. I wasn't gonna wear it, but I didn't think I was gonna see you, so I wore it. So you're gonna have to wash it, okay?
Okay.
I had to put it on because I didn't think I was gonna see him, so I wore it around.
Right, right.
Well, but
you washed it.
I wanted to. This is.
Was this the Top Dog T-shirt?
A new shirt from the show.
Oh my god!
Your mom. What to say?
He doesn't even fucking know.
No.
Your mom.
Mom's house. That's it. That's it.
Podcast Top Dog. Yes.
And what did you say underneath that?
Wipe down.
Yeah.
So.
Wow! Isn't that crazy? That's like. I mean. That's so bananas that you actually
get
to see.
It's like showing Jesus across.
That's what I was, yeah.
Hanging on the wall, yeah.
It's like, you wipe down. It's like he was looking in a mirror.
Yep.
The shirt of his life.
It's pretty neat, man.
That guy has a shirt after him. That's how cool he is. He has no idea how much, how beloved he is by thousands and thousands of people. Love Top Dog. And with good reason.
That was a genuine, real moment right there. He got it. He was like, all right.
Yeah.
Bye. Your mom's. Your mom's house.
Yeah. Do you realize that I've sent him MP3 links. I've sent him the iTunes link. Like, they have iTunes. I'm like, here's the link.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't do that stuff. I'm like, it's all you gotta do is click the thing.
Never gonna happen.
Can you show me how to listen to the thing that you do? He can't even remember the word podcast. Jesus.
Can I
Christ.
Tell you though? You know, my crazy mother, who I don't speak to,
yeah,
because she's bananas, found me on Twitter. Which crazy. Was fucking yeah. horrifying. So I, you know what, old people can scare you sometimes. Yeah. If they want to figure it out, they can. But
now there wouldn't be a complete Top Dog moment if we didn't talk about farting or something.
What?
So we got my mom to tell a story about a Top Dog fart. I think I have it here.
The steward is standing here.
Okay.
And you
sorry.
Yeah, so
please listen to
I'm listening. So today you
we
farted.
We get in the plane.
Yeah.
No, today I didn't fart.
Oh, I thought you were about to tell me something about a fart today.
We get in the plane. Mm-hmm. Our seat is the very last one.
Right.
And I apologize. This was at a restaurant.
Yeah.
So that's why there's you know, it's kind of hard. But she's saying, I'll interject just to make sure you understand. She's saying they got on a plane, and they sit in the very last row, which always sucks on a plane.
Right next to toilets.
Yeah. So the very last row, and they're... They're sitting down, and my dad gets up because he's like, I want to go to the bathroom before the flight takes off.
The steward is standing here, and your father says, get up. I'm better go to the bathroom before you sit. And he wants a window. So he goes in the bathroom. He come out, and as soon as he come out, I see the steward going like this.
And she's covering her. She's saying that the steward has covered her nose and mouth.
Walk to the middle. And then I go like, and I saw what's in my seat. I said, you just farted. And he says, in the bathroom. I said, it's nice. And he said, it was bad.
It was bad.
And I said, now I know why the woman
went. Stomach hurts.
And you know what he did?
What?
He looked at the stools and he went like this. It was me.
You waved. You waved.
He waved.
You took credit for it?
He heard it.
What did
she
do?
Smiling. She smiled. Like, I know it was you. She watched him.
Yeah.
She saw him walk. She got.
He,
oh my God.
So I know, I'm sorry, the audio is not
He's
better.
He's crazy.
So basically what happened was, if you didn't put it together, I know it's hard to hear. He got up and he goes, I'm going to go to the bathroom. He went to take a leak. Mm. When he's in the bathroom on the plane, he farted and then he trailed it back to the seat. So he farted in the bathroom, brought it back.
Yeah.
The stewardess was like, oh my God, and walked like up like 20 rows to get away from the smell. My mom goes, oh my God, did you fart? And he goes, yeah, in the bathroom. And then she's like, oh my God. And then when the stewardess looked back, he waved and he waved at her. He smiled. And then she smiled at him like, yeah, it's fucking really disgusting.
Not like father, like son.
You have to say excuse me to him to get in.
Yeah. Wow.
And he got out. She went
It was. You know what's amazing is when he, like when I was in Maine, he had a couple killers.
Oh, no. And
he said, it's a seafood, buddy. Different food makes you fart different.
He tell me, but I get a different story every day.
So, about his farts, like a fart update?
I can steam.
No, I do too. It's my life too, believe me.
No.
You don't think my life is the same?
No.
It's all day farting and burping and farting and shitting and burping.
Farting and shitting. Yeah. All that is
on a cycle.
No. But the farts that he has make people run away. And he decide to do it in bed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Tommy knows.
Did you just hear what she said?
Matches.
I called. I had to go down to the concierge and get matches in our hotel room so I could light them.
You have to have them, and I go like this. And he says, please don't do this. 30 years.
Seen my famous AMC theater story.
Why don't you tell her the famous AMC theater story?
Okay.
I can't. My stomach hurts from laughing.
So yeah, we still had our brown talk.
Over dinner, we were eating fries and steaks.
And by the way, one thing that we didn't mention is that I think the answer to the question is Miami. And the question is,
where the dudes at?
Are there any more?
Right.
We saw
so many dudes.
Multiple dudes in thongs.
Like, no.
If you're looking for dudes,
yeah,
and you see a dude in a thong, you found what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Because that's the signal to the other dudes.
Yeah.
It's all here, guys. All you have to do is tap me on the shoulder, and I'll turn around, and my banana hammock will fly in their face. We saw
Plenty of dudes. We saw
two dudes in like a 24-hour span, just literally wearing a thong on the beach.
Unbelievable.
Just walking around.
Unreal.
Butt floss. Mm-hmm.
Where the dudes at?
Miami.
Big time Miami.
South Beach.
MIA, yo!
Walking down the shoreline.
You know what I liked about MIA?
Perusing around.
Hey, boys. Is that nobody really speaks English down there, so it felt like we were in another country.
Definitely,
the whole time.
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't feel like you're in even anywhere close.
I had to repeat myself several times. Like, I feel like we had to say everything twice.
Yeah.
To people, hey, no one, you don't know what the fuck people are saying to you.
Yo, I just realized that we didn't even say our dates at the top of the show.
Oh, well, my next date's South Africa. I'm going to be home for the next 2 weeks.
Okay, well, I should have mentioned, if you made it this far.
Whoops.
I'm going to be in Richmond, Virginia, the 19th, 20th, 21st, and 22nd of July, and then Montreal, at the Just for Laughs Festival, the 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th. And then Cincinnati
at the
Funny Bone, August 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And then two jeans get pulled up over our shoulders to go to South Africa for the comedy festival there. August 14th it starts, through the 26th.
So guys, buy your tickets to Africa now.
Guys, if you're not in Africa right now, but you want to see a show, I recommend getting a plit ticket and going to South Africa and seeing us.
But it's only a 22-hour flight.
It's not bad.
It's not that big of a deal.
Just go.
Just stand in line. I don't know if the tickets are on sale or what it is.
Yeah.
I got my shots today. I got immunization and it is... I got hepatitis A and B and typhoid.
You got to get your shots.
And I got a little prescription for Cipro.
Yeah.
For when I'm planning on getting diarrhea.
Will you pick mine up tomorrow?
Maybe. What's in it?
It's waiting for me.
Can I pick up your prescription? Oh, yeah, I guess because we're married.
Yeah. Just show them your tits.
Johnny! That does work.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah, it works in Miami. The one nice thing about Miami is that nobody gives a fuck about your ugly body.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can be just fat, skinny, perfect, not perfect, white, whatever, and nobody really looks at you.
They don't give a shit.
Except for the guy jerking off on the beach. But everyone else doesn't even, they don't even blink.
Yeah.
Very liberating. It felt very nice for me just to let it all hang out. Because
they're more comfortable with bodies in general. Yeah. Like, a body is just a body to them. It doesn't matter that it's not. I mean, there's obviously very vain people there, but
yeah,
they don't really.
The locals are way fit. They're way into looking hot.
A lot of them, yeah.
Big fake titties. Everybody's stomach's like totally flat and stuff.
Oh, by the way, another thing I forgot to mention is that my parents didn't know I was recording that. And
oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, they had no idea. And I also tried to record my friend Roman talking about that he said he could shit anywhere. And I was like, hold on. And then he was like, are you recording me? And I was like, no. He's like, that's a felony. It's a state and federal.
State and federal offense.
State and federal felony.
Blah, blah, blah.
And so Romano, I can't wait. I got to get him to tell that story. But he made sure that if somebody, if they haven't given you their consent, a felony.
You're not allowed to record somebody without their consent, and then you can't use it in court and stuff. It's crazy.
Right, right, yeah.
Whatever.
Well, we got to wrap this shit up.
Yeah, mommy.
So, we love you guys. We hope to see you and your brother and your sister over at the park this weekend.
At the Mommy Dome.
Thanks for joining us. Please go to yourmomshousepodcast.com. Oh, the thing that I wanted to ask about. Remember I said I wanted to ask
something? What is it, Jeans?
Okay. What I wanted to ask was whether or not, if this is something we discussed.
Okay.
And I wanted to poll the audience. So hopefully, if you go to our Facebook fan page, it's facebook.com/yourmomshousepodcast. There'll be like a poll there and you can vote. I wanted to know if you would you consider the idea, what do you think of the idea of a bonus content subscription plan where, like, we'll do this show, obviously. We do it every week, and we put our episodes up. But if you could, if there were like a thing where you could sign up, you'd pay a very small fee, like a few dollars a month. I don't know, $5-7 a month, something like that. And you could get bonus episode, like extra episodes, extra videos. Is that something that you would be into? You know, we only ask because, you know, it's just interesting to see whether or not that appeals to people. This show will always be free, so it's not about we're not trying to sell the show to you. But you know, the show, the reason we would have to charge for bonus stuff is that we'd have to really schedule stuff. It takes a lot of time to do it, and like I said, it wouldn't be expensive. But I want to know, you know, who out there thinks that's a good idea, or if it's something you'd be interested in.
Well, I think it would appeal to people who are like real fans of the show, who want to know like the ins and outs. Like, one thing I've always wanted to do is like a tour of your mom's house studio, where we do this out of,
so
that people can kind of see the workings of what we do and more personal stuff.
Basically, what it would have is it would have stuff like that, like personal
where
stuff.
Where we shit.
You know, maybe like make some road videos, like here's stuff from the road. Like if I'm going to the festival this weekend, maybe make a video at the festival.
Yeah.
And then like some bonus content, bonus episodes.
Oh,
like maybe like, you know, it'd have like my sister on it.
Oh, that'd be great.
Maybe like a whole episode of like just talking to my mom about the Wu-Tang.
Yeah, that'd
be
great.
Stuff like that. Anyways. It's just an idea, and don't worry, we're not going to be charging for the show that you listen to, so don't think that it's that. But I wanted to get people's input on that.
But it would be more of a specific type of thing for people that are already into the show.
Yeah, like it's for people that are really into the show.
Do it, because that way, you know what I mean? Because we can't give a tour of the studio on the regular podcast, because who gives a shit?
Right. No.
You know, unless you really are curious, what does it look like?
Exactly.
And same thing with the other
stuff. It's a super jeans up kind
of thing. Yeah, it's only for people whose jeans are so tight that it cuts their anus in half.
Yeah.
And it tears and the blood spills down.
Oh, yeah. And the zipper's up over your nipples and,
and like, all the hair gets caught.
Chest
hair. Zipper.
Yeah. So, thanks for entertaining that option. Maybe you can let me know what you think. We love you.
We love you, mommies.
And we thank you for your citizenship.
For your patronage.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Be there.
Yo, man. This one goes out to all the haters and your mom's house. Have you seen them? You know where they at? Then tell me.
I've been looking all over the world
and about nothing but girls. I've been looking in city to city. I've been looking in state to state. I'm running around, but there ain't no dudes anywhere to be found. So tell me now, where the dudes at? I've been searching high and low, but I don't have a clue. You seem like the kind of guy who knows a dude or two. So help me and I'll help you. Please find the dudes. Come join us. I don't know what to do, I've been looking all over. I've been asking, but nobody knows. You know where they at? You know where they at? Come on, man, tell me. I don't want a spouse. I just want to go to your mom's house. I pimp so hard that I lose my hat. My pimp hand's strong, so you might get slapped. I've only got one question, so don't throw it back. Just tell me now, if you know where the dudes are at. Do you know where the dudes at? Do you know where the dudes at? Come join us too. I'm asking you. We'll see you through. Where are you? Come join us.